Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Pei, mitzvah 580. We are into the 580s, and it's the isser of retaking a divorced wife, the isser of being machzer grushaso after his grusha has already married somebody else. Says the Torah right here in Perach Avdalid, v'haya ki kach ish isha uva'ala, if a man marries a woman and lives with her. V'haya im lo timtzachein be'enav, ki matzah be'ervas davar, as we spoke about yesterday, if she does not find favor in his eyes, something doesn't work out. Because of Lasefer Krisus, Vanasan Biyada Vishalchami Beso. That was the first mitzvah we discussed. The mitzvah of Gerushin, he writes a get, and he sends her from his house. Viyatami Beso, Vahalcha Vahaisalish Acher. And then she goes and marries somebody else. Usne Aha Isha Acharon. And the second husband, that doesn't work out either. Because of Lasefer Krisus, and he writes her a get. Vanasan Biyada. This is a twice divorced woman. Vishalchami Beso. Or if she becomes an almana, the second time she either becomes a grusha or an almana. What's the halacha? Lo yuchal ba'ala harishon asher shelcha l'shuv l'kachta. The husband cannot retake her. And the Torah continues, ki toeva hi lifnei Hashem. After calling it tuma, acharei asher hu tama'a, it is a toeva. It's an abomination to do this. V'losachti es aretz, and do not fill the land with chet, asher Hashem alokecha nosein lecha nachala, that Hashem has given you for a nachala. So that is the pasuk in the Torah that tells us the isser of Machzir Grushaso. Interesting, the Torah uses the word Toeva. We've mentioned in the past, the Torah uses the word Toeva by five or six different Averos, but they're all describing something else. Earlier in Perek Yudalad, we had the Isser, the Toeva, talking about Ma'achalas Asuros, and that was referring to the food. The food is called the Toeva. Earlier in Perek Zayin, Pasach Chafhei, we had the word Toeva referring to Avodah Zarah. Again, the object of Avodah Zarah. Here, similar to the case in Vayikra of Mishkav Zachar, the word Toeva is describing the act of Mishkav Zachar, the act of Machzer Grushaso, ki Toeva hi lifnei Hashem. It's describing the act. Only one place specifically does the Torah call the person a Toeva, and that's later on in our Parsha, which we'll get to, Be'ez Hashem, Perachafei, Pasik Tez Zayin, says the Torah, ki toavas hash, well, starting in the previous pasuk, talking about not keeping proper weights and measures. Evan shlema vatzedek yelach. Eva vatzedek shlema vatzedek yelach. Laman yarichu yamecha. Ala adam asher Hashem alokecha osein lach. Ki toavas Hashem alokecha kol osei eile, kol osei avel. There, someone who does not keep proper and honest weights and measures, that is, he is called the Toeva in the eyes of God. Right, that's the first question we're going to be asked. Shabbos Laman Aleph, in terms of Nasata Venatata Be'emunas. That is today's Isser, the Isser of Machzir Grushaso, called the Toeva in the Torah, Acharei Asher Hu Tama'a. Okay, so now let's see the Sefer HaChinuch, and then hopefully we'll have time to get back to general Gerushin issues as we started to discuss last time. So, the Sefer HaChinuch says, Shenimnanu milahachzir ha'isha achareshe yigirashnuha. We are prohibited from taking back a wife after we have divorced her, v'nisseis la'acher, and she married somebody else in the interim, that is when it is usher. Remember, Gerushin has to be a total cut-off. The Aznayim LaTorah of Seruskin points out that Gerushin, the Torah uses the word krisus, sefer krisus, that's the opposite of dveikus. Dveikus and krisus. Dveikus, as the Torah describes in Bereishis, v'davak be'ishto v'hayu l'basar echad, that's what marriage is described as, dveikus with the spouse. Krisus is the opposite, is the cutting off of the spouse. Just like we have a concept by Hashem. We have dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have kares. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom. That's Dveikus and Krisus. That's what a get does. So once a person is co-raised the connection with his wife, then she is allowed to marry whoever she wants, as the Torah says. She goes down and marries. She goes and marries whoever she wants. And if she does that, and then that marriage ends, then she cannot go back to the first husband. This is only, says the Chinuch, if she married in between either stage of marriage, even just Erison. Aval zinsa achar shegirushin mutter lachzira. But if she's mezana after gerushin, so then she is mutter to go back to the first husband, that's not considered a break. And that's the pasuk. Lo yucha bala rishon shashilchal shulakachta v'zeh yedaber achar shenises la'acher. Kamo sh'amar tchila v'halcha v'haisalish acher d'ilukodem shetinase mutar lachzir. Beforehand, it's appropriate, it's allowed. One can be machzor grushaso. V'gam roi lasos kenemeina risha, right? If it worked, if there was a bad decision and they decided to get back together, that can occur, the halakat of a machzor grushaso. Misharshi emitzah, what's the shortest part of this mitzah? What's the isser about? K'dei laharchik kol inyan azima v'chol adomelo. Because we know real arayos, real znus is aser, as has been discussed many times. We discussed it back in Parshas Yisro. Lo sinaf, right, which is in the Aseret Dibros, and we describe all the other arayos in Parshas Achrimos. So this smacks of arayos. It smacks of zima. If a person is, woman's married to person A, then person B, then goes back to person A, right, it smacks of zima. Says the chinuch uke'ein zima hi, lios isha yotzeis min ha'echad, umishameshes la'acherim, v'yachakach la'shuv el arishon. Right, to be with A, then with B, then back with A, right, it smacks of something that is inappropriate. The Ramban flush in here brings us to thinking about other nations, what Chazal say about them. So they're not machlif their wives one to the other. Right, again in the morning, go to be with whoever, and come back, right, it's terrible. You get that impression. And the Sfarno also says right here, Ki toevahi, ki zed derech mavola ni'uf. This is a step towards ni'uf. She garish is ejishto, levakashas anoeth, the mizane, the one who is mizane with his wife, you know, could you please divorce her for a little bit? I just want to be with her. And then he'll divorce, and then he'll be with her, then she'll come back. So it smacks of znus, even though it's not actually znus, but it becomes actually znus because the Torah asers it machzor grushaso. Again, one of the chayvi lavin that we have many of here in the Torah, right? If somebody violates this, they get malchus. V'dinia mitzvah b'mekom must be yavam, must be ready to learn the halachas. V'noeg, and this mitzvah is noeg yisr zeba chol makom v'chol zman. This replies always, in every generation, even today, bizacharim, shalem ba'azhar, shalolach zira, and the iser me'ikar adin is on the males. The males, it's usher to be machzir grusha, so, if she got married in between, umikol makom, kamanashim mechala iser. But even so, women are also included in the iser. They're obviously part of it, and they would both get avavisha ikra, alavalanashim. Even though the law is formulated regarding men, but women are obviously also included. And if they violate, Menachas Chodah points out, they both get malchus. They're both going to get malchus, both the man and the woman in this regard. The Ramban Zel, the Chinuch ends off by saying, the Ramban counts two separate Isurim here. There's no machlokas, lemaisa, but there's a machlokas in terms of how to count. The Ramban says, two Isurim. Number one, the Isurim Machzor Grushaso after she gets married in the interim. But number two, Ha'echad, Shalo Yavo Habal Al Ishto, Achar Shezin Savo Datachtav, that the husband is not allowed to be with his own wife. If his own wife was Mizaneh, Tachtov, he has a chiv to divorce her. If he lives with her then he violates this iser as well of, not machzor grushaso, of, included in here, the al-derek drush, using the drushas chazal, is being with a wife after she's already usser, even before the divorce. There is a machlokas, whether you go even one step further. The Rambam says in Hilchas Gerushin, where our halacha comes up, in halacha yudalid, perek yud aleph, halacha yudalid, says the Rambam, in Hilchas Gerushin. Ubechlal Abze. Included in this Isser is also Shekol Isha, Shezines Takas Baila. Any woman who is Mizane, Ne Esra Al Baila Veloke Aleha. If a woman is Mizane Takas Baila, Asura Al Baila, she has to get divorced and you get Malkus if he lives with her. Shenemar Achrei Asher Hu Tama'av Ahari Nitma. She's Nitma also. Not only if she marries somebody in between. Elim Kin, I say Ashes Yisrael Shenansa. Unless, Rachman Alasad, if it was an Ashes Yisrael that was raped, so then she can't stay married. An Ashes Kohen that was raped, or Ashes Yisrael Mirtzona, that's obviously what is Aser. Lefichach. Therefore, the Rambam adds and says, if a woman is Mizana, she's an Esau Abayla, she gets Malkus. Lefichach. Interesting connecting word. Kol Isha. Shene Esra Albayla Al Yedei Kinoi Vestira. Any woman, that is what we call an Isha Sota. Not Mamish a Sota that she was Mizana Bevadai, but we don't know. She's an Isha Sota. She is Ne'aseros Abayla because based on Kinui Vestira, in Bo'al Osa, Makan Osa Makas Mardus. If he lives with his wife after the situation of Sota, then there's Isser Durabban and Malkus Mardus. V'imavre v'echzira achar shigir sheyosa beget. Good. But what did the Rambam say? The Rambam says if she's Vadai Mizane, then you get Malkus. If she's Sota, the Rambam says you don't get Malkus there. You don't get Malkus there. That's Malkus Durabanan, Malkus Mardus. And the Magen Mishnah here, of course, the Rashba, and says the Rashba argues. The Rashba says when Chazal include in this case, in this Isser, the halacha of a man being with his Isha Sota, that's not only by an Vadai Sota, but the status of Sota, that's the Chiddush of Sota. Sota is a Suffolk. It's after Kinivistira. There's circumstantial evidence, but nothing more than that. It's Sota, it's Suffolk, but it's Nechsheves Levadai. Nechsheves Levadai, how much is it Nechsheves Levadai? So much so that if he lives with her afterwards, if he's boal her ala derech, before he finds out whether she was actually Mizan or not, is that an Issa Daraisa of Machshav Grushaso? The Rashba says yes. And you're going to get Malkus for that. Said the Rashba, he quote, Magen Mishnah quotes it. Rashba, Kos of Kan, Biyavamis, Umi, Afilu Sota, Safi, Koyaleh Balav. Damrina Besota, Dimbaaleh Bala, Bederech Loke. Vitaima de Milsa, Mishan Damrina Hassan. We say in Yavamis, Magidlocha Kosov, Shasafik Asura Kivadai. Vidas, that's the Rashba's Chiddush, and the Rambam obviously does not hold that. Sha'ava Bisha Asura Misafik, Eino over Aleh Balav Gomor. You're not going to go. I'd say it's exactly the same as violating the Isser Lav, where she was Vadei Mizanis. That's an important extension, again, not included in this Isser Machzor Grushaso, is even being with one's wife after she is Asura to him. And what about, even if she's Asura to him, just Mitam Safig, not Mitam Vadeis. This is the Isser Machzor Grushaso. Good. Let's continue getting back to some of the other general issues that come up in Gerushin. This is the second of two mitzvahs that have to do with Gerushin as well. The first major issue conceptually to discuss is how exactly does the process of Gerushin work? We have other words that usually describe certain processes. Hakna'a, kinyin, siluk, mechila, unraveling. So how is Gerushin described? So just three questions, three formulations of the Achronim, and each of these are connected, but just to give three formulations. The first is the Ksos in Simen Reish, here in Choshen Mishpat, has the suffix, Nistapakti. The Ksos asks, Beruvain Shinasan Shtar Matana L'Shimon Al-Beso. Ruvain is giving as a present his house to Shimon, and he wants to give him a Shtar Matana. V'nasan Ashtar, and instead of just handing him the Shtar Matana, the deed, he puts the Shtar into the house. V'nasan Ashtar b'toch beiso, v'amar lo hineni nosin l'cha bayis im Ashtar Matana shebesocho. Does that work? If a person wants to give a Matana, and he puts the Shtar Matana into the Matana, minema ki agavna, do we say that just like by Gittin and Shtar Shichrur, we have the concept of Gito vi yado ba'in ke'echad, even though the woman or the Eved cannot own anything themselves independently. But if the husband or the master uses an item as a chatzer, so there's the magical halachic principle of ba'in ke'echad. He gets the shtar through the chatzer through the shtar that's in it, even though the shtar has to be in his chatzer to start with. So it's circular, but either way, that's the principle of ba'in ke'echad. Do you say that by shtar matana as well? Minema ki agav nechatzeru matanaso ba'in ke'echad. Like we say by get, you can throw it into the chatzer. Do you say that or not? And the Ksos says, no. The Ksos says, it's a unique concept by get and shtar shichur. Ula achar ha'iyah nira pshita, the ki agavna eino zoche. The kivan da ha'chotzer v'hashtar. Adayin lo yotza mirsuso. Since the chotzer and the shtar have not left his rishus, eich yizach ha'bo ha'makabel. Umi'ayin yelo la'makabel zechiyah b'beisa b'shtaro. The house belongs to Reuven. You can't give it to Shimon through itself, because it's not his yet. What about get? Vader meaning gabi get chater v'gidabon ke'echad, says the Ksos, here's the key line, that's different. There's no kinyan when it comes to get. It's not a haknah, but what does it say in the Torah? V'nasan biyada. It's a maisa nesina. That's all it is. It looks like a kinyan. That's a big sugya. Which darche kinyanim work for get? Chatzer and dalat amos and other, obviously, Mashicha, putting it into her hand. But that's different. That all blinds us, says the Ksos. Really, it's not a Kenyan. Nira the get shiny, the get isha, v'ude eved lo ba'i zechiyah, she yizka derech zechiyah. It's not a regular zechiyah. Kivan to isha v'eved. What's the simen? What's the red flag that tells me this is a different halachic mechanism than the others? It could even be balkarchach, as we mentioned yesterday on a daraisa level. Kivan de'ishav ever balkarchach. Ve'ein zechia balkarchach. You can't forcibly sell something or give something. Elavadai. That tips us off. The gabe isha lo boy rak v'nasan biyada. V'chein be'eved. V'leka torah zechia v'hakano balkarchach. Umei high time. And then the Ksoh says, another nafgamina. The man writes a get on a shor haniskal and gives the shor haniskal to the woman. Kosher! What do you mean? It's asur bahana! Even though you can't be zoche in Yisuri Hana'a, which is a big topic itself, machlokas the Rashba and the Rivash, elavadai, but why would that work? All you need is a nesina. And therefore, by shtar matana, you need a kinyan. It's not just a nesina. Ulefiza nire, bishtar matana, shaksawa, Yisuri Hana'a, de lo mahani. Because Shtar Matana is learned out from Mikneh, Echach HaSefer HaMikneh, the Pasuk says in Navi. Ubinin sheyizkeh bo makabel. And by Yisuri Hanoah doesn't work, and Baal Karchach doesn't work, and therefore Bo and Ke'echad would not work. Then the Ksos has another Chiddush, where he says, Yafilo Hachi, Gabi Kiddushin, Mahani Ksavo B'Yisuri Hanoah. Kiddushin, though, it works. What do you mean Kiddushin works? Kiddushin is for sure Kenyan. Ha'ishin Nikveh Spishalot Shlosha Drachim. So why should it work by Kiddushin, by Yisuri Hanoah? Says the Ksos according to the Chalkas Machokek, Mishum de Iskish Vyatzava Haisa. Amazing. The connection between Gerushin and Kiddushin, Vyatzava Haisa, quoted many times in Gemara and in Rishonim, that principle sometimes overrides logic of each one. So even though logically this principle should not apply by Kiddushin, because it only makes sense by Gerushin, still the Yatzava Haisa allows it to apply even by Kiddushin. Aval b'matana, de'be'inan she'yizka ha'makabel b'shtar matana derech zechia, v'chozman shalo bo achatzer liyado lo zocha b'shtar matana. That is the Ksos. Again, Nesina versus Kinyan. If you look in the pre-motion, Simon Ayin Beis, he also discusses this Chakira, a little different formulation. He says, is it that the Baal is being makne to the Isha as Gufa? By Gerushin, he has a Kinyan Aguf on her. That's why she can eat Truma. And once he's makne to her, her own Guf, or do we say no? It's just a din of what we call Hafka'as Ha'ishus, an unraveling of the Ishus. It's not a Kinyan. It's what we might call a Siluk, a removal. The husband removes his rights. It's not a hakana at all, right? Similar question to mechila. Is mechila, you owe me money, and I say I'm mochel it to you. Does that mean that I'm just removing myself? That's a siluk? No, it's as if I got it and I'm giving it back to you. It's like a hakna'a. So that's a similar question is by get. Is that a hakna'a or a siluk? Those two formulations could be related to the Ksosis formulations. And then finally, the Kovet Shiurim of Elchanan and Baba Basra in Oz Tafresh Aleph asks, is Gerushin on the Isha or on the Ishus? Again, a question that might be linked to the previous two questions. Is it about the woman or is it about the institution of marriage? What's the krisus? Lamai nafkamina. Rabbi Chana comes up with amazing nafkamina. Could a man use the same get to divorce his wife twice? He writes a get lishma, and he gives it to her, and then the woman gives it back to him, for whatever reason. She doesn't need it, she doesn't want it as a raya, and then they get remarried, right, without nobody in between. So it's mutter. And now he wants to divorce her again. Could he use the same one? Is it on the Isha? Or is it on the Ishus? The Ishus is the same Isha. The Ishus is a different Ishus. So again, that's another formulation. What exactly happens by get? There is a major discussion in Gittin. Well, we're not going to do now just to mention whether Gerushin needs a Bezdin. Whether Gerushin needs a Bezdin there, that's a discussion based on a Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Beis and the Rishash and the Maram Shif and all the Rachronim there. Gerushin Daf Beis and Noda Behuda assumes that Gerushin needs a Bezdin, but we're going to focus on something else, and that is, when does the act of Gerushin, or when do the effects, the process of Gerushin really begin? Obviously, when a man gives his wife the get, they are divorced. But there are hints in the Gemara that the process really starts earlier. There are hints, right? There's an isser already. A man is not allowed to live with his wife once he decides that he's going to divorce her. Rishonasa Nein of Agarsha, he's not allowed to live with her. There's even a sheet in the Tanoim of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon in Gittin, and Yudchesim and Aleph, right when he decides to divorce her. Kibon Shenasan Ein of Lagarsha, Shuv Ein Lo Peros. He does not enjoy certain types of payros that he gets from her principal. He doesn't get the fruit anymore. Wants nothing of Lagarsha. We don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Shimon comes up in certain cases. Lamaisa. Who brings it up? The Rashbam. The Rashbam in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Vav. The Rashbam says, if a man has decided to divorce his wife, or he's thinking about it, and then the wife dies, the Rashbam has an unbelievable chiddush that there's no Yerusha, there's no Avelus if they were Betoch Kitata. The Gemara there talks about a case where a man is trying to figure out whether his wife doesn't have a certain type of sense, the sense of smell, and then she dies while he's trying to figure it out. So there, the Gemara says, the Gemara seems to say it, the Pashas of the Gemara. Right, Tosas has other ways to understand it. The Gemara seems to say, if he was thinking about divorcing her, he already doesn't yarshin her. That's what the Gemara says. And then the Rashbam adds, So something seems to have happened by the decision, even before the actual gerushin takes place. And then he adds, not only a case of decided, this is the Rashbam's chiddush. Shemisha meisa ishto mitoch kitata. What if they're in a fight? They haven't spoken to each other in 10 years. Sheyesh beyadai to lagarsha shuv eino yarsha. He doesn't yarshin her. Kidda amrina b'mesechas gittin. Not only in this case where he thinks it might have been a mekaf toast, that's one thing. But here, even though they're just angry, still, and he quotes Reb Shimon, we don't pass like Reb Shimon, but he thinks that is something crucial. Another halacha that might be dependent on it, the Shita of Shmuel. Mesechas Gittin, Daf Yurches, says that one needs to wait 3 months of avchana between two marriages to know who the father is. So when do you start counting? So Rav says, from the time that you give the get, fine. Shmuel says, Mishas Ksiva, from the time the get is written. From the time the get is written, fine, they're not allowed to live together practically, but Lamaisa, they're not divorced. Why should you say Mishas Ksiva? So explain the Achronim. Rav Shechter has this in Simen Chav Dal and Eretz HaTzvi. The marriage is already broken somewhat before the get is given. Once the decision to be made, it's already broken somewhat. There's no Heter L'Baila yet. There's no Heter L'Kala Olam yet. But there's already Nisr L'Baila. It's similar, one might say, to the two stages of Kiddushin and Nisuin. Kiddushin creates an Isr L'Kala Olam, even though there's no Heter L'Baila yet. And then Nisuin creates the second stage. Maybe that's what the decision to divorce removes the Heter L'Baila, but does not give the heter l'chal ha'olam yet. And that's, you see, hints in various halachos of the gerushin process started even beforehand. This all connects to the fact that gerushin is bal karcha. It's all a front-loaded process that the husband's involved, unlike kiddushin, which is more of a parallel. You need ratzon shneihem. Either way, there's a major sugya in Maseches Gittin. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Brother Hashem, we will continue next time with the mitzvahs of Shana Rishona.